Welcome back to the Aries Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Bromwitz, and today we are continuing in the fourth chapter of Masechta Sanhedrin. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. Mishnah Dalet says, V'shlosh shuros shel talmidei chachamim yoshvin lefneihem. Three rows of sages, of scholars, sat in front of the members of the court. Kol echad be'echad makires makomo, and each one knew his place. Hayutrichin lismoch, if they needed to promote someone to the court, somchin min harishona, they would take someone from the front row. Echad min hashnia bolo l'rishona, someone from the second row would move up to the front row. The echad min hashlishis bolo l'shnia, and someone from the third row would move up to the second row. Uborin lehen od echad min hakahal, then they would choose someone from the congregation, the gallery, I guess, as it were, umoshivin oso b'shlishis, and they would seat him in the third row. Lo haya yoshev b'makomo shel rishon. He didn't take the seat in the first row, ela yoshev b'makom haroylo. Rather, he would sit in the place that was appropriate for him. Let us look in the Bartonur row. Shlosh shuros, three rows. V'kol shura shel esri u'shlosha tamidei chachamim. Each row contained 23 scholars. Shema yechaku hadayanim, because maybe the members of the court would disagree. V'yuruban mechayivin u'miyutan mezakin. And the majority would vote for conviction, and the minority would vote for acquittal. V'hatiyah l'ra, eno al pi echad, k'dichsiv, losiyah achrei rabim l'ros. And the conviction cannot be based on a difference of only one, as we see from a pasuk, that we don't follow a majority to do evil. So a majority of one is not used to execute. V'tzarech l'hosif shnayim shnayim ad shivim v'echad. So they add pairs of judges, two at a time, until they reach a maximum of 71. Shel olam in mosifin al hadayanim yoter mishivim ve'echad, because they cannot have more than 71 members on a court. Hilkach tzarach lahoshiv lifnehem arboim ushmone lahashlamas shivim ve'echad. Therefore, they only need 48 scholars sitting in front of them in order to add to the 23, so that there should be a grand total of 71. V'lav orach ara lasos shuros talmidim meruba mishal dayanim. But it's not appropriate to make the rows of the scholars greater than the rows of the judges. Hilkach avdinan shlosh shuros. That's why we make three rows of 23 each, which are corresponding to the 23 seats that the court held. V'kol echad makir es makomo. Each one knew his place. L'fi kishaseder chachmasam hayu moshivin osan, because they sat according to the level of their wisdom, their knowledge. L'fi kachaya kol echad tzarech l'hakir es makomo, so each person needed to know where he was supposed to sit. Hutrichu lismoch, if they needed to promote someone to the court. Kagon shemes echad min hadayanim, for example, if one of the judges died. V'lo haya yoshev b'makomo shel rishon, the new person would not take the first seat. V'lo haya oso shenivra min hakahal yoshev b'makomo shel rishon. So the person who comes up from the gallery, from the congregation, does not take the place vacated by the one who is promoted. Ela b'makom haroy lo b'sof shura hashlishis. Rather, he takes the place that's appropriate for him at the end of the third row. L'fi shehakaten min hatamidim shebershuros gadol min hagadol shebakahal. Because the last person in the rows was still greater than the greatest person who was in the congregation. Continuing now with Mishnah Hay. Kesin miyamin al edei nefashos. How do they warn the witnesses in a capital case? Hayu machnisin osan, they would bring them in, umayimin aleihen, and they would warn them as follows. Shema somru me'omed, maybe you're going to say something that you estimated, that just seems logical to you. Umishmua, or something you heard, eid bin pi eid, one witness from another. Umipi adam ne'aman shamanu, or maybe you'll say we heard it from a reliable source. O shema yatem liyodin, Sofenu livdok eschem bedrisha ubachakira. Or maybe you don't know that later on we're going to investigate you in great detail. So we're going to ask all sorts of questions that are going to reveal things. Hevu yodin shlo kedine mamonos dine nefashos. You should know that when it comes to capital cases, it's very different than financial cases. Dine mamonos adam nosen mamon venis kaper lo. When it comes to financial matters, if you wrong someone, you can just pay it back and then you're acquitted. Your slate is clean. Dine nefashos damo v'dam zuri osav toluyin bo ad sofa olam. But when it comes to capital crimes, where someone can be convicted, then his blood and the blood of all his descendants until the end of time hinge on this matter. Shekein matzinu b'kayin. This we see by the biblical Cain, Shaharagas Achiv, who killed Hevel, his brother Abel. Shenemar, because the Pasuk tells us, Demei Achicha Tzoakim, the bloods of your brother cry out. Eino omer dam achicha. It doesn't say the blood of your brother, ela demei achicha, the bloods of your brother. Damo v'dam zriosav, which refers to his blood and the blood of his potential descendants. Davar acher, another explanation of this pasuk, demei achicha shahayu damo mushlach al ha'etzim v'al ha'avanim. It's bloods in the plural because his blood was spilled on the rocks and the trees. Lefikach, therefore, nivra adam yachidi, man was created alone. There was only one man, Adam. L'lamedcha, shekol ha'ma'abed nefesh achas mi'Yisrael, mala alav ha'kasuv ki'ilu ibed olam male. Because it tells us that if someone destroys a single person, it's like he destroyed an entire world. Had Adam been killed, none of us would be here. V'kol ha'makayim nefesh achas mi'Yisrael, mala alav ha'kasuv ki'ilu ki'im olam male. And if someone saves a single soul, it's like he saved an entire world. So it's very important how you evaluate this matter because it makes a difference. Another reason that man was created alone is so that there should be peace among people. So one person shouldn't be able to say to another, my father is greater than your father. And also only one man was created so that heretics shouldn't have ammunition to say that there are many powers in heaven. So if five people were created, then they could say, oh, you know, this God created that one and that God created that one. Only one person was created, we see there's only one creator. And also the fact that only one person was created demonstrates the greatness of God. Because a person can make many coins from a single die, but each one looks exactly alike. But God made all of humanity using Adam as the prototype, and everyone is different. Therefore, every person should say, the world was created for my sake. So getting back to the meat of the warning, v'shema somru malonu tzara hazos. Maybe you witnesses will say, well, what do we need all this trouble for? Why should we get involved? V'halo kvar nemar, but we see in a pasuk, v'hu eid o ra o yada im lo yagid v'gomer. So the pasuk says that if somebody sees something or knows something and he doesn't say it, so we see there's an obligation to testify. Maybe you would think, I don't want to be responsible for this person's death if he's convicted. But we see from another pasuk in Mishlei that God rejoices with the destruction of the wicked. Let's take a quick look in the Bartonuro. Maimon al ha'edim, we warn the witnesses, shlo yidu sheker, so that they should not testify falsely. Meomed, something you estimated. Shahadas no teshuhu kain. It's just something that logically you figure this is the way it's got to be. Dine mamonus, dealing with financial matters. Imhid lachayid, lezem mamon shalo kadin, machazrin lo umiskaper. If you lied against someone in a financial matter and you cost him money, you could just pay him back that which you cost him and you could clean your slate. But if you get somebody executed inappropriately, that's not an option. So maybe you'll say, Malonu ulatzara hazos, what do we need this matter? Why should I get involved? Lahachnis roshenu bedaagazu vafilu al haemes. Why should I stick my nose into all this drama, even if it's true, even if I have something to testify that is accurate, why do I want to get involved? Vahalo kfar ne'amar vahu aid. So we see there's a pasuk that says if somebody knows and doesn't testify. So you are obligated by the Torah to tell us that which you saw. Maybe you'll say, I don't want to get this person convicted. I don't want his blood on my hands. So maybe I don't want to cause his death. I would rather violate this prohibition against not testifying than get involved with causing his death. Harihu omer Uba avod rashayim rina, but we see that Mishlei tells us God wants the wicked to be destroyed. Vim rashahu en kan avon klal. So if he's guilty, there's no aspect of sin. It's not even the lesser evil. There's no evil whatsoever if a person who's guilty of a capital offense gets convicted. Okay, that's the end of the Mishnah. That's also the end of the Perek. Join us tomorrow when we will begin Perek Hei.